Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
A new concept in low-rent housing was unveiled in Dublin today, with two housing agencies joining forces to deliver apartments at cost-price rents. Known as cost rental, the apartments will be available at about half the commercial rent to people who meet income thresholds. The Minister for Housing turned the sod on the scheme today. It comprises 50 apartments in a development of 150 being built by two housing agencies. Fergal Keane went along.
On a large building site in Steppeside this afternoon, a whole new concept in housing and rental was unveiled. It's called Cost Rental, and Niamh Randall of Respond told me about it.
So this is a really exciting project. We're building here with Tua Housing. We're building 155 homes. 50 of those will be cost rental. And the cost rental concept is based on the cost of delivering, managing and maintaining the homes and no more. So it's not set by the market. It's set by the very cost of delivering and managing and maintaining the home.
Step aside, in Dublin, there were lots of apartments going up here. It's a very desirable area. How much cheaper do you think this type of rental will be?
Well, these rents will be set at €1,200 for a two-bedroom property with
which
parking.
Is possibly half the price.
It's significantly cheaper than other properties available to rent in the area. And this is only possible due to collaboration with a range of partners. So we've been working very closely with Tua Housing, with the Department of Housing, with the Housing Finance Agency, which O'Leary wrote down, and also the housing agents themselves. But it is possible, and we feel here today we're seeing proof of concept that it is possible to deliver more affordable rental homes for people who really need them. And what we do know out there is that there's people who are really struggling, what we call intermediate households, so people who'll never be able to afford to purchase a home of their own. They will never qualify for social housing, yet they're really struggling to keep a roof over their head in terms of the private rental market. So we feel that this is the start of providing a different kind of option in the rental market for people.
It's been government policy for several years that agencies like Respond to the housing crisis by building houses. How many houses have you managed to build?
Well, you know, I suppose we're in a very positive place at this point in time. We actually currently have 1,086 homes under construction and on site in different parts of the country. So we're doing everything we can. We're working very closely with local authorities and also our partners across the statutory sector in relation to the Housing Finance Agency, the Department of Housing and a range of players to try and deliver homes really quickly. We're very, very clear that there are people out there who really want, need and deserve homes, and we need to provide them as quickly as we possibly can.
Housing Minister Owen Murphy was turning the sod on the project, and he believes cost rental will play a significant part in solving the country's housing crisis.
So essentially when we talk about cost rental, we're talking about giving greater security and affordability to people who are renting. Most people in this country own their own home. Most people, even who are renting, would like to own their own home one day, but not everyone will be able to at different points in their lives or potentially even at all. So we want to make sure that people who are renting in a secure and sustainable way. And what cost rental is, essentially, it's the paying of below market rents and those rents staying below the market for the duration of that tenancy, so that your rent is going to cover the cost of construction and management and nothing else. It's a model I've seen myself in Vienna. People often refer to it in shorthand as the Vienna model. And this is the first Pathfinder project, which, when it is successful, together with our other Pathfinder projects, will allow us to expand cost rental out across the country. They'll be able to afford that rent, go to work, take the Lewis, take the local public transport, and know that they'll be able to plan for their own future, whether that's saving a deposit to buy a home or even just looking to move to rent into a larger rental property because maybe they're starting a family or whatever else they're doing. So that's the kind of people that this is aimed at. Both Tua and Respond, the two housing bodies who are partnering with us and the local authority here, know all about looking after people who are more vulnerable and who are in housing insecurity. So it's really great that they're part of this project. When we talk about fixing the housing sector, we talk about fixing it in a way so that it won't break again. And that means innovation. It means bringing in good practice from abroad that we know works. We are building thousands more homes every month, more than 2,000 new homes starting on site every month across the country. But that in itself won't bridge the affordability gap. Things like affordable cooperative housing, which we're now bringing forward, and cost rental housing is what's going to work. And so and local authorities now have been allocated funding, I think in the region of €150 million, to progress sites for affordable housing, some of which will also include cost rental as well.
Sean O'Connor is chief executive of Tua Housing, one of the partners in this project.
Tua is a not-for-profit housing organisation. Portfolio is probably about 5,200 homes. The exciting component about this development, which is for 155 apartments, is that 50 of those are an entirely new tenure, which will offer people who can't afford to buy a home, they can't afford to rent privately any longer, but they are earning, and their earnings bring them above a limit which allows them to join a waiting list for a council home. So the cost rental homes are targeted at that squeezed group who cannot access quality housing.
How does somebody qualify for a house like this, an apartment like this?
At the moment, it'll probably be linked closely to the affordable sales program. Our current estimate on this site is that the homes will be delivered at $1,200 a month. A current market rent here is $2,200. So it's half price, yeah. The current
market. How big do you think this can grow? The minister said he hoped that in other countries it encompassed 20 to 30% of the market.
Yeah, well, he referenced Vienna, and he said he actually lived there, and I've been to Vienna. It's a beautiful city. Vienna is constantly voted one of the top places to live in the world and the happiest cities in the world. And I don't think that's any coincidence that it's linked to their housing system. I believe some like 60% of the population of Vienna live in some form of subsidized, state subsidized housing. So they're spending their money on other things than rent, or being a rent slave, or being a mortgage slave.
It sounds idyllic, but is it achievable here?
You can't have subsidized housing without subsidy. This is just a small start, but it's a significant step today. And you see housing policy being changed. Ourselves too, and I certainly know Respond, our partners in this, would be totally committed to delivering as much of this type of housing as social housing, because it's a huge, needy market, and we need to provide homes for citizens.
And that was Fergal Keane reporting.